The idea is that today we're going to have the opportunity, and we'll be actually having that increasingly as the years go by, to hear about what the Disappearance Day means for devotees who weren't initiated by Prabhupada and who never had his physical darshan, but they have his darshan in a different way. So in this regard, I'd like to ask Rupa Manjari if she'd kindly come forward. She actually had to basically twist her arm to get her to do this. But she has a lot that she can share with us about how Prabhupada's disappearance, what it means to her, and how she deals with that in her day-to-day life. I think you'll find it strikingly wonderful.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Lokanath Swami Janamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Janamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pachanine Vasesa Sunyavani Paska Chade Satarine. Vanja Kalpat Rupya Cha Kripa Sintupya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavyani Bhyo Vaishnava Bhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah, I felt very reluctant to sit here today because I am not a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. But I'm a grand disciple of Srila Prabhupada, like many of you. And Srila Prabhupada is very, very dear to me. And that I think Jai Bhadra found it necessary to ask me also to sit here. But I will be able to share a few things with my what I exchange I had with Srila Prabhupada, not physical, but I think on the spiritual platform. Because when I joined the Hare Krishna movement, Srila Prabhupada had left the planet already. When the devotees came in my house and presented the books of Srila Prabhupada, I first of all took the Bhagavad Gita in my hand. And when I turned the Bhagavad Gita around and saw the picture of Srila Prabhupada, I became very emotional and I almost fainted. The devotees were worried about me and thinking, what's going on here? I went to the kitchen and took a little glass of water to compose myself. And then I came back in the living and I asked devotees, can I meet this person? And they say no, because Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, passed away already. He left the planet. And then I start really crying and I didn't know why. I was thinking, I'm just really a little bit strange now. I couldn't understand my emotions and my feelings, nothing. But at least I was so overwhelmed by these emotions that I bought all the books the devotees were presenting to me, because I was thinking, this must be some purpose, there must be something behind why these emotions are coming, while I Prabhupada never saw in my life this person. I took all the books and I gave a donation to the devotees and they were very happy. And then I started reading Srila Prabhupada's books, and then I understood slowly by slowly what an enormous pressure I got in my house, because I had already hundreds and hundreds of books to find the truth. But I didn't find it in all these books. And I was very disappointed in life, because I was thinking, I will never find it. And because I don't know if you know, but I think 30 years ago, I had a near-death experience. And that gave me actually the push to looking for the truth and at least look for the purpose of life. What is the meaning of my life? Why I'm here? What I'm doing here? But Prabhupada gave me the meaning of life. But I never met him. And for many, many years I was very sad. 2 days before my husband passed away, my husband was also a devotee, and he was chanting very faithfully every day. 2 days before he passed away, that was on a Sunday, and he asked me, he said, "Are you going to Amsterdam, to the temple?" And I said, "Yes, do you don't mind?" Because I was supposed to make the flower faces for Srila Prabhupada every Sunday. And because my husband was already in the hospital for 9 weeks, and I still, every week on Sunday, I want to go to Amsterdam to do my service. But he said, "You go to Amsterdam?" "Yes, go." He knew how important it was for me to do that service. When I came back and I was visiting him in the hospital, he said, "You have to sit down because I got some visitors today." I was thinking, okay, sit down. I was sitting down. He said, "Come on, what happened today?" He said, "Srila Prabhupada came to me." You understand, Srila Prabhupada was not on the planet anymore because it was 93. Srila Prabhupada had passed away already for quite some years. When my husband said it, "I have to sit down." And then, oh my God, I went to Amsterdam and make the flower faces. Again, I missed him. I was not there. Prabhupada was not allowing me to be there. And I asked my husband, "Did Srila Prabhupada say something to you?" And he said, "No." But he put his hand on my arm and he actually comforted me. He moved his head like Indian men do. And yes or no, you don't know. Prabhupada was doing the same and just looking at him and shaking his head, so fun, "Everything will be fine." From that day, it was only 2 days before my husband passed away, and he was going very peacefully without any anxiety, just chanting Hare Krishna until the last moment. And we were very fortunate, my daughter, my son and myself, to be there and to help him to go to the other side. And God knows where to go for him. But Srila Prabhupada was comforting him, and for sure Prabhupada was guiding him and helping him to go to his next destination. For many, many years I still lamenting that I never met Srila Prabhupada. And one day I had a beautiful dream. I was dreaming that I was in a very beautiful place. I don't know the place, I didn't recognize it, but it was very nice. Many nice flowers, many nice trees. And I was there and I was calling out, "Prabhupada, Prabhupada, where are you?" And I became so emotional in my dream that I started crying. And then one flower was talking to me and she said, "You know, please take me. And when you met Srila Prabhupada, gave this flower to him." And I said, no, I cannot take this flower because then you are gone." She said, no, here we are eternal." And I was thinking, my God, what is this? And I said, "Can I really take this flower?" And she said, "Yes, please do so." I very carefully took the flower in my hand. And there was another flower immediately. And when I woke up, I had big tears in my eyes. And the flower was still in my hand. But again, I didn't meet Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was not allowing me until now in this lifetime to meet him. But at least my connection with Srila Prabhupada is very strong, because I'm eternal in debt by him, because he saved my life and your life too. And I hope that Srila Prabhupada is continuing saving my life and not giving up on me. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
when Jerry's a real Prabhupada man. We're actually missing our men. We don't know where they are. They're supposed to... But what to do? Krishna's in control. Oops. I like to start actually by playing a song that was written by Jayadev Prabhu, who's a grand disciple of Srila Prabhupada. He's a disciple of His Holiness Shivaram Swami, and he's expressing his feelings of separation from Srila Prabhupada. There's different kinds of feelings of separation that we can have. We can have separation because we've had association, and we can have feelings of separation because we want association. And both emotions are vehicles for getting association. This is the nature of spiritual relationships.
While you were raising old London town from the grind of the earth, I never knew you gave me all the world. But I sometimes think I can see with his lotus left hand, but you lifted up the whole wide world at your Guru Maharaj's command. Three flights up and two blocks away was the nearest to you I did. So near but so far away, and it's taken me this long to feel some regret that I never knew you. A gift we know to play, but I sometimes such a blessed time of darshan so sweet.
So I remember the first time I heard this song. It's from a series of songs that was made for Srila Prabhupada. Anybody know how to straighten this? Okay, that should work. In the year, Prabhupada's centennial year, called A Garland of Songs. How many are familiar with these? Beautiful songs from all over the world composed by devotees, many of who had never seen Srila Prabhupada, but with so much love and gratitude and feeling. So in one sense we know that that there's no difference between the appearance and disappearance of Krishna and his devotees. Prabhupada talks about this in a lecture on the disappearance day of his spiritual master in 1977. He said, just like the sun is in the sky, but we see in the morning it appears, in the evening it retires. That is the defectness of our eyes. Actually, the sun is always there. So similarly, Vaishnava, as Krishna comes, yada yada hi dharma shaya glanir. Similarly, a Vaishnava means the confidential servant of Krishna. He also comes for some purpose by the order of the master. So their life and Krishna's life, it is the same. There's no question of past, present, or future. Nitya shashvatoyam nahanyate hanyamane sarire. So they are the same thing as the appearance and disappearance of the sun. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our master, spiritual master, he also came in the world to execute some mission of life or mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he executed it, and when it was required, he left this place and went to another place to do the same business. Just like the sun rises at 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock, there is 6 o'clock in another place. And it is 8 o'clock another place. It is going on. Nitya Lila. So this is the nature of pastimes. It's such exalted Vaishnavas, Srila Prabhupada. Of course, it's hard for us to imagine anyone as exalted as Srila Prabhupada. At the same time, he comes in a line of great souls who were extraordinary, who were unique, each in their contribution and in their lila. So to realize that the presence and the disappearance of the spiritual master and of Krishna is not a theoretical thing. It's not something that we just accept as some dry philosophical point, but it's something that is understood through mercy. It's understood through sincere practice of Krishna consciousness, and then there's the reciprocation of the Lord from within the heart that one is allowed to feel love. Love for the spiritual master, love for Krishna. I wanted to read to you something too that Bhakti Chumaraj wrote once in his Vyasa Puja offering to Srila Prabhupada. He spoke in the beginning how he was like a dog, and he said he was like a dog that was bitten all over by fleas, but Prabhupada was so kind to him that he picked him up and brought him in, and sometimes he even put Bhakti Chumaraj on his lap. And he said, then he was so ecstatic. He said, even though I was a smelly dog, you loved me anyways. And my life became perfect. And then he wrote, then one day I could not find you. I started to cry like a child. You always took me with you wherever you went, but this time you left me behind. Those who knew you told me, you did not leave. You are still with me. However, as I do not have proper vision, I cannot see you. You want me to open my spiritual eyes and develop my real vision. Therefore, you first appeared in front of my material eyes and allowed me to see your physical form to develop my love for you. Now you have disappeared from that vision to force me to open my spiritual eyes with the mascara of love. When my heart becomes filled with my love for you, then I will be able to see you again and be with you as before. I do not know how to do anything. Whatever I learned from you. I'm just a dog. I do not even know what love means. Please teach me how to love you because I depend upon you for everything. I just want to remain as your dog eternally. So we can see that in these feelings of separation, there's a real tangible connection with Srila Prabhupada. There's a tangible connection. It's not a theoretical understanding. And it's not that these feelings drain one energy, but they fuel one's capacity to perform devotional service. Then that is how one can distinguish spiritual emotions from material emotions, because spiritual emotions, although they appear negative, so like we hear about the gopis' intense lamentation and separation from Krishna, they appear negative, but they're not negative. It's a paradox of spiritual life that by feelings of separation, one becomes more firmly united with the object of love. And of course, we may not be able to feel these kind of intense spiritual emotions, but we do have gratitude. We do have the opportunity to try to develop our relationship with Srila Prabhupada in our various services, and of course in our sadhana, which Prabhupada stressed again and again as the most important means for lifting us up above the modes of nature and connecting us with him and with Krishna. And of course, when we have these feelings of separation, or if we hear about them, they cause us to think more deeply about our existential dilemma. We're in this world and we're separated from Krishna and Krishna's associates because we've made a particular choice. We made a choice to do this, and therefore to fulfill our desire, Krishna has allowed us to wander through so many different life forms in so many lifetimes. And finally, out of his causeless mercy, and the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all pure devotees of the Lord, we have the opportunity to reconnect again. And then that way we can develop this driving force to be with them and to be like them rather than being a dog in the material world. And in this regard, I was meditating one time. There was an initiation happening here. Actually, it was when Rida Chaitanya Prabhu and Vinod got initiated by Satsarupa Maharaj. And I was thinking how, as the generations of devotees and disciples of grand disciples and grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada increase, they act like magnifying glasses for Srila Prabhupada's glories. It's not that Prabhupada's glories need magnifying glasses, because his glories are also ever increasing, but in the sense that one will be able to, Prabhupada's glories will be expanded to more and more people around the world because Prabhupada's sincere disciples are taking his mission and taking upon them the austerity to engage more and more people in the service of the ISKCON mission and giving them the opportunity to know Srila Prabhupada and to make spiritual advancement and go back home, back to Godhead, by following his instructions. So there's no bar to having a relationship with Prabhupada. There's no bar to having a very loving relationship with Srila Prabhupada. Just like the relationship with Krishna is open to everyone just based on sincere desire, just like it says in the Nectar in Devotion, that there's no prerequisite needed to perform pure devotional service. The only prerequisite is one's intense desire to do so, one's sincerity. So similarly, by sincere desire and endeavor, one can enter into a very intimate relationship with Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas for that matter. And therefore on this day, the day where we honor the divine disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, we can ask Prabhupada, we can get special mercy from him so that we can reconfirm our devotion to him. And especially the grand disciples, as we all have heard many, many times, that this grand spiritual master is more merciful to the disciples, or the grand disciples, because that's the nature of the grandfather. Sometimes the father is very strict, but the grandfather indulges. So this is the opportunity today. So thank you very much for listening patiently. If anyone would like to make a comment or... What happened, Manharji? Didn't see hide nor hair of either one of them, right? Okay. That's unusual. This has never happened before. Are they just like feeling so much separation that they don't want to come? Sometimes that happens to Prabhupada's disciples. On the day they get really incapacitated. Would anybody like to share a realization or... Let's go, Hari. Can you speak a little louder? Yes. Yes. Well, Prabhupada used to say that about his own spiritual master, and perhaps we could think in terms of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is he can also be considered that because he showered so much mercy on Srila Prabhupada that Prabhupada was able to do what he did. Maybe someone can give me the reference for this, but I've heard that if one wants to make spiritual advancement without a huge amount of difficulty, one should pray to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Have you heard that before, Sir David? So it seems that Prabhupada became very empowered to help unlimited numbers of people to make advancement. That's impossible to make for the conditioned soul in Kali Yuga. So that could be one example. What to speak about, that many of Prabhupada's grand disciples can feel so much attachment for him even though they never saw him. That's extraordinary. That's extraordinary mercy on the part of Srila Prabhupada, because these spiritual emotions are not to be taken lightly. They're gifts. It means that the soul has been awakened in a very specific way. Otherwise our attachment and our devotion naturally goes to something worldly or something that will gratify us on a mundane level. Anybody else have any thoughts on that? How the Prabhupada's more merciful to his grand disciples? Maybe someone has some experience. Jerry? That's when Prabhupada was actually many times very strong with his disciples. He wasn't, especially the ones who could take it, like Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Tamal Krishna Maharaj also learned to dish it out very well too. Okay, then, if someone wants to, yes, Sudevi. I need to be a little louder that last part. Right. Should we pray to have our eternal relationship with our spiritual master? Is that what? Right, I got it. Any devotional service we do for Krishna? I got it. Yeah, but. Yeah. Right, right. Of course, of course. I mean, if we understand it correctly, if the spiritual master is properly situated and in connection with Krishna, then our relationship with him is eternal. So then we would expect to be associating with him eternally in some capacity as far as our devotional service is concerned in the spiritual world. I mean, at least in my mind, there's no doubt about that. Anybody else have any thoughts on that? Mahendra Prabhu?
I understood you were asking if you can apply this desire to retain the relation to the spiritual master to what he said when he was king and had a similar values.
Right, right. I mean, in the spiritual world. Yeah, that you can be, like he's serving Krishna in a particular capacity and you want to be able to assist him, right? Yeah, of course. But I think we don't need a particular body to do that. You mean like in repeated births or something like that? Yeah, of course, if one has this very specific desire that he to serve the spiritual master in a particular way, one can definitely pray for that. Of course, we always leave it up to Krishna's will, because if Krishna so desires, I can... Like Prabhupada, he had this desire to serve his spiritual master as his spiritual master told him to, right? And of course he was praying like anything to the six Goswamis and to everybody to be able to be successful, and they really fulfilled his desire. Is that Did you have your hand up, Sri Arjuna? I thought you had your hand up. No. Okay. Is that all right? Okay. All right, then. We'll have Pushpanjali at noon, and then there'll be Artik for the deities. And in the evening, there'll be Artik, and then we'll sing the evening tune of the Guru Vastika come to Srila Prabhupada, and then there will be some bhajans and Srila Prabhupada katha, so everybody's welcome to come. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhupada Anugas ki jai.